Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest 7-month no penalty CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00 annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one, plus unexpected flexibility. If you need to withdraw early, there's no penalty, unlike most CDs. Now that's helpful. Open an account today at arvest.com/flexible savings or at any of our 200-plus locations. Member FDIC, $1,000 minimum to open. No withdrawals permitted within the first 6 days.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7 KCTT Yellow Mountain Home. Matt Sharp is joining you here at Goblin Arena on the campus of Harrison High School with Craig and Partee, our producer, back in the studio. Right now at halftime, the Mountain Home boys are up on Harrison 22-19. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls coach Del Leonard. Del, 57-32 victory over Harrison. Congratulations.
Thank you. Girls played really well tonight.
I tell you, you went with a little bigger starting lineup tonight, and it looked like it paid dividends, especially in that first half.
Well, Friday night at Cylon, we've just been in a funk as far as shooting the ball, and, you know, we're struggling. Anytime someone plays you a 3-2 zone like Cylon had, you know, you can look really silly if you're not making shots. So Coach and I just said, let's go big, put Livy and Annan down there on the block, and they're going to have plenty of opportunities for offensive rebounds if we don't start shooting it better. And you look up at the end of the game, and they combined for 31 rebounds and 20-something points, and so it worked. Now, that was more of, hey, just go in there and rebound. And then what we did from there is Sunday and yesterday, and then today, we obviously with the short trip we had at full practice, we were able to look at some execution stuff with some double post. So it was it's a good thing for us. We're hoping and praying that Witten gets a great report tomorrow and we get her back. But what it does, it gives us kids who get a ton of great experience while she's out, but we also know we've got another thing we can add to her arsenal on the offensive side.
Tell you what, right now I can't say enough about the way Lily Fossis is playing. The last two games, she has really hit those boards hard, and that's been a huge benefactor for you guys.
Well, I can't say enough about Livy and Ava, her sister, and their family, and just how great of a fit they are. And you know, outside of basketball, I mean, they're just awesome people, and we're so lucky to have them and their family move into our school district and, you know, and join the basketball team. But I've watched both those young ladies just grow up every day and learn more and more. And I don't mean this in a bad way, but they weren't really – I think they would say that they weren't just taught a whole lot as far as man-to-man defense and some right. things like that. And that takes a while. And you can – they're both picking things up, and obviously – you know, the numbers Livy's putting up, I don't know what she had tonight, but, you know, she's always been a rebounding machine. And the first – I'll never forget the first day she's at practice. I remember it was me, Coach Husky, and Lindsay, and she went up and got one rebound, and we all three looked at each other and said, heck yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and so we knew right there.
Well, getting ready to now go back home for the first time in a while. Sweetheart Rule tonight, you've got Van Buren coming into town.
Yeah, that won't be easy. And the thing I don't like about Sweetheart Royalty Day is
all the
is Sweetheart Royalty. Yeah. Day. And you know, it's great for the kids. It's part of the high school experience, and you want them to be part of it. But you get out of routine. You know, you lose a day of prep for the most part. Now we've got our admin is doing some things to help us there, but you know, Van Buren right now is sitting in that four spot, and you know, they are a dangerous team. And if you remember at their place, Jayla went off.
Yeah.
And that helped over there. We're going to have to play well. Yeah. I mean, we'll have to play well. They're well coached. They've got a lot of pieces. They're big. They're strong. And we'll definitely have to play well.
You bet. Dell, congratulations and good luck Friday.
Thank you. And I just want to say to Alicia and Ryan and Caitlin and the rest of Coach C's family that we love you and we're thinking about you. And you're in our thoughts and prayers.
All right. Thanks, Dell.
Thank you.
That was Mount Tom Girls Coach Dell Leonard. We want to take a break, come back, and look at our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now, Mount Tom's boys are up 22-19 on Harrison. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Class Kids 101.7.
Don't wake up in the middle of the night with icicles hanging from your nose because your heat went out. Call Central Heating and Cooling today if you need a new system or to start a planned maintenance for us to come out and clean and check your unit, change the air filters to ensure your comfort and safety. And as always, our planned maintenance customers are a top priority. Call us today at 425-4717 or visit centralheatingandcooling.net. Turn to the experts at Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Back on the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Right now, Mount Holmes boys leap up on Harrison 22-19. Right now, Mount Holmes' leading scorer is Ryder McClain with 10. Six on the night for Braden Dewey and two each for Blaine Tate, Braxton Carson, and Drew Haney. Harrison being led so far by Colt Cecil with 13. Four for Jackson Kreiner off the bench and two for Ryder Scribner. This game's had no ties, three lead changes, and what are some of the other numbers you got there, Brad?
Rebound-wise, Mountain Home has 13-10 to Harrison. Turnovers pretty close, 6-5, which is why we got a close game.
You bet. Let's go wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take one more break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. It is Mountain Home leading 22-19 over Harrison. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
The holidays have you in a money crunch, but your furnace is acting up and you need a new heating system? Central Heating and Cooling is here to help, and we have financing options available for you with approved credit. Stop by our office today at 1585 South College or give us a call at 425-4717. You can even apply online at our website at